From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Today is back to school for nearly 500,000 students across the California State University system, which is the largest public university in the country. When they arrive on campus, including here at Sacramento State, where our studio is located, they will be greeted by picket lines and faculty who are on strike. It is the first ever system-wide strike at all 23 CSU campuses. There are 29,000 faculty, give or take, including professors, lecturers, librarians, and other staff, and they're demanding a raise, along with a package of other benefits. The Cal State system has counteroffered, but the two sides remain stuck. This week-long strike actually follows a rolling one-day strike that happened at a few campuses, including here at Sacramento State, last month. We have two guests to walk us through the issues surrounding the strike. In a moment, we'll have Ashley Smith with EdSource, who will join us with more context on the back-and-forth negotiations. First, we begin with Cap Radio's Mike Haggerty, who is live at the J Street main entrance to Sac State. Hey, Mike.
Oh, hey, Vicky, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Well, thanks
okay,
for thinking.
Sorry about that.
No, that's
little technical glitch. So, hi.
Hello. You got a lot going on. I mean, I had the vantage point of driving into work. Our studio obviously is located at Sac State. But for people who haven't been in the area, kind of give us a scene setter. You have a front row seat right now. How does it look like?
Well, at this point, at the J Street entrance, the main entrance to Sac State, there are about 50 protesters walking in the area. And any students that are coming through, arriving for their first day at classes, are likely to see some familiar faces, professors, lecturers, librarians, counselors, and coaches. But instead of in their usual settings, they're seeing them marching up and down the sidewalk here on J Street, wearing bright red T-shirts with an illustration of an upraised fist and the words, CFA on strike. They're beating drums, blowing horns, chanting and holding picket signs that have messages like faculty working conditions are student learning conditions, one semester parental leave now, and I'd rather be teaching, but I can't afford it. Now, the picketers are making sure that they're on sidewalks, that they're not in the street. They're going to occasionally cross to the other side of the street, but so far they seem to be making sure that they do that when they have a walk sickness.
Got that. And I know this morning, I mean, when I was heading into work, I mean, the weather wasn't favorable for being outside. What is it like now?
Well, the weather since then has been better than expected. Yesterday, it looked like we'd pretty much see nonstop rain through the day today. Now the Weather Service is predicting scattered showers until late afternoon when we could see high winds, heavy rain and thunder. But that could be around the time when the picketers would be calling in today anyway.
Yeah, and the horns that we're hearing behind you are vehicles that are honking in support of people who are protesting right now. Got it. You know, given that you're at the main entrance, J Street, is that the only location where there's a strike on campus?
No, Vicky, there's a second, slightly smaller group of demonstrators south of the J Street entrance at the intersection of College Town Drive and State University Drive. And again, they're sticking to the sidewalks and only crossing when they have a walk signal.
What should students know if they need to get on campus? It's the first week.
Well, so far there are no efforts being made to stop or even slow down traffic. So getting across campus and into parking lots is easy, maybe even easier than usual. It looks like many students who were aware from news coverage that this strike was coming may have just decided to stay home today.
You know, at a core of this kind of stalled negotiations comes down to salary. The CFA, the California Faculty Association, they want a 12% raise effective immediately. The Cal State system has some other offers on the table, and we're going to get to that later in this segment. But really, I mean, just the two sides, they are stuck on their negotiations. What are you hearing from faculty at Sac State?
Well, the official position of the CFA is that the university has disrespected them, and that what CSU says is its last, best, and final offer is simply unacceptable to them. Emily Bukowski is a lecturer in the geology department.
I think it's important to know that they've already decided to raise tuition, and that tuition is going towards administrative salaries. The chancellor, her annual compensation is up to $1 million a year. She gets paid more in a month than I make in a year for teaching five classes a semester. So we're really thinking about equity. We're thinking about priorities and making sure that the system is focusing on using the money that they get from that tuition hike, if they're insisting on having it, that it goes to the people and the facilities that make these universities run.
Yeah. Well, let's walk through some of the impacts on campus, the Cal State system, and of course, Sacramento State. I mean, they're trying to minimize disruption in classes and campus activities. What do you know?
Well, CSU itself, the university, is not canceling classes. They're leaving that up to the individual faculty members. All CSU campuses, all 23, will be open and operational. There are no changes to the academic calendar. And so far, both the university and the faculty association say they don't believe that this work stoppage on the part of the faculty will interrupt the students' ability to graduate on time.
And this is just the first day. There are 5 days in total, planning to strike through Friday. What's the sense that you get from speaking with faculty who are currently outside at the picket area about their level of determination to see this through?
You know, Vicki, especially given the last-minute decision by the Teamsters to accept CSU's offer, that was a big question that I had this morning. But Emily Bukowski says she and the other striking members of the CFA are committed to the strike unless the university asks them back to the table to consider a better offer.
It's about visibility. It's about showing that we're united for what we're demanding. Yeah, that's a good question. We are having impacts, you know, like classes aren't happening. Everything's kind of slowed down. Everything's delayed. And yeah, I don't know.
Are you prepared to do it again if this, in fact, doesn't bring the university back to the table?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've got some ideas flowing through the chapter level and through the statewide leadership about how and what would happen next. But no decisions have been made because we're hoping we don't have to resort to that.
Were you able to get a better idea about any future plans after Friday in case, you know, the two sides just don't come to an agreement?
No, Vicki, pretty much Emily Bukowski covered it there. There is no plan that they are ready to announce as far as a next step and no schedule for it.
Hmm. Anything else you want to add for anyone who's just heading to Sac State today, whether a student or not?
Well, again, I mean, you hear the horns here. There's a decent amount of traffic, but it's moving freely. Depending upon who your business on campus is with, it might be a good day to do it. As we said, the strikers are making a point not to interfere with travel across campus or parking in parking lots. And with an undetermined number of classes canceled, there are actually more open parking spaces at Sac State today than there are most days.
Thanks, Mike, for the live report.
Thank you, Vicki.
And that is Cap Radio's Mike Haggerty, who is live along J Street, which is the main entrance to Sacramento State. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about a faculty strike across the Cal State System's 23 campuses that started today and is scheduled through Friday. I now want to bring in Ashley Smith. Ashley is a higher education reporter with EdSource and has more on the back and forth negotiations. Welcome, Ashley.
Hi, Vicki. Thanks for having me.
So you joined us last month, and this was during the rolling one-day strike at four CSU campuses that included Sacramento State. So now we are currently experiencing a week-long strike across all 23 campuses. What happened between the beginning of December when you joined us and now?
Well, I think the biggest change is that earlier this month, CSU ended contract talks and unilaterally decided to impose a 5% pay increase on the faculty, and they expect that to start January 31st. Both sides just could not reach an agreement. And we know back in October, there was an impasse and the fact finders report came out with some recommendations. But CSU forced this 5% on the faculty, and the union view it as essentially a slap in the face. I mean, the 5% increase is similar to what the other employee unions have recently negotiated with CSU for, but it is short of what the independent fact finder recommended in October, and it's definitely far short of the 12% the union wants.
So we heard from faculty who are striking, but I do want to break down some of the arguments that the CSU system is making. On Friday, they held a press conference via Zoom, and I'm going to play some excerpts from Vice Chancellor of Human Resources, Laura Friedman, and this is their response to if they actually met the demands of the faculty union.
The CSU currently spends about 75% of its operating budget on compensation. If we were to agree to the increases, we would have to make severe cuts to programs. We would have to lay off employees. This would jeopardize our educational mission and cause hardship to many employees.
Ashley, does this carry weight or is this more of a scare tactic?
Well, if you're agreeing with the administration side, then you can understand that they're in a tough budget situation. If you look at some of the cuts that happened and the lack of funding that they're getting from the state, you know, Governor Newsom's proposal earlier this month essentially is delaying some of the funding that they're going to get. The 5% increase that they were expecting to get this year have been delayed until next year. And so you can kind of understand what CSU is saying. There have been layoff threats at San Francisco State already because of budget cuts and budget tightening. But essentially, the faculty do not agree with that assessment. The faculty simply don't trust that what CSU is saying is true. You have to remember that this is all coming around the same time that in the last year, we have seen campus presidents receive pay increases, and the new chancellor did receive a much larger salary than her predecessor.
Yeah, yeah. I think including benefits in addition to the salary, it's around $800,000. It's upwards of $1 million, as we heard from a faculty member at Sac State just a few moments ago. The next excerpt I want to play, it actually touches upon what you said about how the CSU system, it unilaterally instituted or offered, you know, a 5% raise after negotiations just stalled. But the CSU kind of gave more context behind that. So let's take a listen to what they initially offered before negotiations fell flat, and then we can unpack it afterwards.
We've made several offers with movement, and most recently a 15% increase that would be paid over 3 years, providing faculty a 5% increase each year. But the faculty union has never moved off its 12% demand for 1 year only. Now that the bargaining process has concluded, we've decided to provide the union's members, CSU's professors, lecturers, coaches, librarians, and counselors, a 5% general salary increase. Our priority is to get these raises into employees' paychecks without further delay. As soon as they're ready to make meaningful movement in bargaining, we will be back at the table.
So what I heard from that was that the CSU system offered 15%, a 15% increase over 3 years, 5-5-5. But since that wasn't agreed to, the CSU is giving faculty 5%, which, as you said, starts this month. Is it as simple as that?
Yeah, it is that the 5%. But I want to be clear that I've talked to some faculty who say that 5% does not come close to meeting their salary needs, their wage needs, and dealing with the cost of inflation and rising costs pretty much everywhere. But yes, that's essentially what CSU did. They simply said, we're going to give you the 5% the way that they gave 5% to the other union.
And initially, when they offered the 15% over 3 years, I mean, obviously, that's more than the one-time 12%. But there are other things at play here. I mean, how far apart are they on negotiations? It's not just salary, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's not just salary. I mean, there's no agreement on the salary, obviously. But take, for example, the paid parental leave. Right now, professors get 6 weeks. CSU said they are willing to expand that to 8 weeks. That is still short of the full semester. And keep in mind that a full semester is about 15 to 16 weeks. That is still far short of what the faculty want. Another example would be hiring more counselors and adjusting their workloads. CSU said that they are willing to go with the recommendations from the independent fact finder and create a study and examine just how those workloads could change or how they can improve the working conditions for counselors. The faculty had said that what they put forward, the recommendations that they made, were based on international standards, and that is what they want, and they're not willing to budge from there.
Hmm. Is there a deeper issue beyond this current round of stalled negotiations between the faculty union and the CSU system?
You know, I think that there's just a lack of trust. The faculty essentially don't trust what CSU says. They've conducted their own studies, independent studies, I should say, into CSU's finances. And so there's just a fundamental disagreement over how much money this system has and where that money goes and how much should go to professors, how much should go to executives. It really comes down to a real lack of trust on the faculty side.
Hmm. This last clip from the Vice Chancellor of Human Resources is about the campus operations across 23 campuses, given that this is the first of 5 days of a planned strike during the first week of class.
The CSU respects the rights of the faculty union to engage in strike activity. Members of those unions may decide to strike and withhold work. That is their right. However, members of those unions may also choose not to strike. They may choose to come to work. Faculty may choose to teach their courses as scheduled. That is also their right. Any statement to the contrary, or any statement that no classes will be taught, is false.
Have you been hearing that? Is there confusion among students, you know, about, you know, what this week could look like?
Yes. I've talked to some students who say that, you know, all of their professors have said that their classes are canceled. And I've heard from students who said only one of my professors said that their classes would be canceled. It really depends on the instructor and how much communication did they have with their class. You know, some students are, you know, if you are attending Cal Poly Slow, you've been in class for about 3 weeks now, and so you may have had a little bit more communication. For the vast majority of students, this is their first week of classes, and so they may not have had as much communication with professors. So yes, it's a bit all over the place what students have heard, but you know, I think that the faculty and the CSU, they both have said to contact your instructors, try and see, you know, who is holding class and who isn't, and make sure you have that information available. You know, if there is a chance that these, you know, either side reaches an agreement at some point this week, I mean, students could be back in class, you know, in a few days, or, you know, this could go the entire week.
Yeah. So my next question touches upon that. I mean, the current contract with the faculty union, the CFA, it actually expires this summer. So it's pretty close. It's not that far away. And so soon there's going to begin bargaining on just a new contract. What happens after this week, after Friday?
Well, it's without getting too complicated, this strike is over the current year of the faculty contract. And so if there isn't an agreement reached at the end of this week, once this week-long strike is over, the union could, as you guys have heard from faculty members, they could decide to strike again. I've talked to faculty who said that they are willing to strike longer and deeper into the semester if there isn't an agreement reached. But at the same time, there is a new contract that needs to be negotiated. And so the faculty will start getting together this spring and coming up with their demands for that new contract and what their needs are. And that will be developing over the upcoming months. What's interesting is that the faculty and CSU may find themselves in a position where there's a disagreement over this current year reopening contract that they're striking over and where they're negotiating conditions for a completely new contract.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, a lot more for you to follow. In the last like 30 seconds or so that we have, I mean, your focus, your beat is higher education, given that this is the first strike of its kind across the CSU system. I mean, this impacts nearly 500,000 students, 23 campuses, the largest public university system in the country. What does this signal to you that this is happening?
Well, I mean, this is a pretty historic strike. And if we remember last year when the academic workers in UC won their strike and they saw better wages and working conditions, that really set the stage for CSU faculty to push forward with this strike of their own and to have better wages and working conditions. And I think that we're seeing a trend in a way and led in a lot of ways by these California institutions to push for better wages, better working conditions, and that they are willing to go to bat for what they want. And it's perhaps a trend that, you know, we'll see follow in other places, too.
Ashley, thank you so much for breaking all that down for us.
Sure. Thanks, Vicki.
Ashley Smith is a higher education reporter with EdSource, talking about a faculty strike that's happening across the Cal State system's 23 campuses, including Sacramento State. It started today and is scheduled through Friday. Up next, California has come full circle when it comes to embracing lowrider culture. We'll learn about an auto exhibit which celebrates ladies and lowriders. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.